on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Victorian Form Preview on this Tuesday. We're racing at Mornington today. The rail is out 8 metres, and we're currently, according to Racing Australia, on a soft five. We'll have a chat to Mick Suey, the track manager, in a moment, because it's been a bit of a wet morning to see if there's been any change in that track condition. Warren Huntley will find us all the winners today. We'll have a chat to Clayton Douglas in a moment as well. But Mick Suey is the track man down at Mornington. Good morning, Mick.
Morning.
Have you had much rain over the last few hours?
We've had 4.5 mil now for the last 24 hours, so not a lot, but it was, we had it at a soft 6 yesterday and a soft 7 we put up this morning. So what you mentioned there, that was, must have been a little bit outdated, that soft 5 rating.
So soft 7. Yep. Is there any chance it could deteriorate any further?
Just will depend. I just had a quick look at the radar, and there's not a lot around, but I mean, if that changes, obviously, yeah, could it go into the heavy range, but as it is, if we avoid any more showers, and hopefully it just stays in the soft.
All right, rail's out 8 metres, so with it into that soft range, maybe bordering on heavy, where do you think they'll be racing?
Yeah, I think, obviously we raced 8 metres 4 weeks ago, but it has recovered well, but obviously rain affected, I would say. There's a chance that maybe later on in the day they could look to get off the rail.
All right, so what's the going stick official reading?
8.6, and the soil moisture is at 35%.
All right, Mick, have a good day today, mate.
Thank you, bye.
So soft 7 is what we are dealing with today. Warren Huntley's finding us all the winners. Good morning, Woz.
Morning, Michael.
Soft 7 today at Mornington. Is that what you planned for? What do you make of the meeting today?
Yeah, well, it was a 6 yesterday with some rain forecast, so you were just worrying how much rain would fall. So I was thinking around about the soft 7, heavy 8, and importantly, I think our producer, Ben Day, is trying to get an update on sale. It's listed as a soft 7, but that last update was Sunday. That's tomorrow's Wednesday meeting. I think they've had almost 30 mil of rain since then, with another potentially 20 mil to fall today. So certainly some issues down at sale with respect to rainfall. Hopefully we can get an update from Racing Victoria by the end of this half hour, because that doesn't sound good if we're on a soft 7 and they're getting something like about 50 mil of rain following that rating, Michael.
Yeah, we'll bring you that news as soon as we can get it through. So that's Wednesday meeting at this stage to see whether sale does in fact go ahead, and if they don't, where that meeting may end up. We've got Racing Royalty on the line at the moment now, Warren. Clayton Douglas, who's the King of Warrnambool, the Grand Annual winning jockey, joins us, and he's got a busy couple of days. Hello, Clayton. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Have you found time to watch the Grand Annual a couple of times?
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. I've nearly worn it out, I reckon, but I'm not getting sick of it, that's for sure.
Neither you should. Does the ride get better every time you watch it?
Yeah, it's good because you know that you win. That's the best part. Now I know what the result is. It's not bad at all.
Well done again. You've got your trainers hat on today and tomorrow, and you've got a big team in over the next couple of days. At race 3, you've got Prince of Mircea, who goes around here today. And this is a gelding by Magnus, which has only had 4 starts, but it's shown a fair bit of promise. 3 seconds. Is today the day it breaks through?
Oh, I'm hoping so. Look, we're probably just going to... I put a tongue tie on him, and I gave him a nice trial last week at Cranbourne. I was very pleased with how he trialled. I made sure he got a little bit of confidence out of it and told Jamie to make sure he did a little bit. And it was good to see him sort of tack the line the way he did. So I'm hoping today, from that draw, we can just sort of amble over and just get a little bit of cover just in behind the speed somewhere. And I'm hoping that he can be too strong.
It's in the soft 7 range at the moment. Is that any concern, or is that all right?
I think it's okay. He ran his first start in a heavy track, but admittedly, he pulled up pin sore. It was only just a fair run, but he was pretty green at the same time. I don't think the soft surface is going to worry him too much. I probably would have been a bit worried if it got any heavier than sort of heavy 9 or something, but I'm happy enough with him going around on the soft track.
Just having a look at the market. With scratchings out, he's into $1.80 now.
Yeah, he's been one of those horses. I think the highest price he was last start was $2.50 at Sandown. So he's a horse that a lot of punters sort of attach themselves to, and he's been a bit of a letdown. So hopefully today can be the day.
Well, let's hope you could have a chance for a double, because Runaway Train is also the favourite in the 2050, which is race number 5. And it was a nice return from Spell. Has he trained on well since that?
Yeah, look, he's going really well. It was very pleasing to see a win first up. I've given her a fair time between runs. We're staying at 2,000. We give her a fair time to get over the run, and then we just give her another trial the other day at Cranbourne over 1,500, and she trialled very nicely. So, look, she's going there today in good order, and just with the scratchings, with the top weight out, it looks a suitable race for her.
Who's your best of the two today, Clayton?
Look, I'd like to think Prince of Mercy is going to be terribly hard to beat. I'm sort of pleased where he's drawn. I'm just hoping we can sort of flow over and get a nice sort of nice run in transit, but I'm looking forward to seeing how he goes.
You've got 300 tomorrow at Sale. We've just heard that there may be a bit of a doubt on the meeting with the rain that's falling, but there's one horse that a lot of punters have been waiting to see because it's not a Barocca or a Barocca-type spruik, but there's plenty of talk about Golden Monkey, which is down to race in race two. What can you tell us about Golden Monkey?
Yeah, look, he's a nice horse. I had him in a Ballarat and scratched him. He drew wide Ballarat. His trials have been really good. He's a horse that's really developed since we've gelded him, and he's got a beautiful action on him, and he carries himself really nice, and he's got a nice turn of foot. So, yeah, he's a nice horse, and he's drawn one. Yeah, a little bit worried what's going to happen with the meeting. Like, if we do get a transfer to synthetic, he won't go around. But I've got him in a few other places, so we'll just see what we do tomorrow and see how heavy the track is.
All right. Is that the same for your other runners? Because they're chances as well, Screwdriver and Jagged Edge.
Yeah, look, if it was a heavy track, I'd be happy to run the other two. I reckon they're both in pretty good order. I'm pretty pleased with Jagged Edge. He trialled nicely behind horse of Greg Urell's that ran at Crawford last Saturday, and he's a horse that's first up. He's probably going to improve with the run under his belt, but he's had three jump outs now and he's pretty forward, so he'll give the race a good shake. And the other one's second emergency at the minute, so we're just waiting to see whether we get a run with her.
Best of luck today, Clayton.
Thank you very much.
Clayton Douglas joining us there. All right, Warren, let's get stuck into this meeting at Mornington today. Today on a soft seven. Race number one, there's a few shorties in this meeting. We've got one in the first race, Takeout 4. Our John Boy for Wendy Kelly is into $1.65. Ain't She Cute is also well in contention at $2.25, and it's almost right your ticket. The rest, Warren.
Are we looking at the right meeting?
Hang on, I've gone a day ahead. I've gone into Sale. So there's a short price favourite tomorrow at Sale if the meeting does go ahead. Let's get to today's meeting. You've got me excited with all of these weather conditions. Race one at Mornington today is we can take out 5 and 10. Dream Dust is the $2.90 favourite. Zarina Bay is at $4.60. There's a few interesting first starters here. Burrum's at $4.80 and Super Aurora, we heard from Daff. This is the Brent Stanley trained galloper that has been $26 into $5. Of these first starters, who's caught the eye at the jump outs?
I like the way that Burrum worked through the line in a recent jump out. Probably pick of them for me. Kapenku was solid to the line in a jump out at Pakenham, and Zarina Bay had the blinkers on, was asked to do a bit, and was also solid to the line. You talked about getting excited with the weather forecast. You had me thinking a big week at Warrnambool have taken a toll. I've done the form on the wrong meeting, Michael. I was about to tell you, well, I'll have to come back to you, or you'll have to get someone else to do the form. When you started talking about the first race, I thought, what have I done? Fortunately, what I've done is the form on the right meeting. And look, I thought that Dreamed After a recent jump out at Flemington, she was really sharp, asked to do a bit. Just thought inside draw, first use of the track. It might deteriorate during the day, but she looks a really sharp filly. The Sebrings generally get through the ground. I'm going to go with her, Dream Dust. I think she can be ridden with intent, and Liam Reardon now riding as a senior rider. I'm going to go with 4 ahead of 1. Burrum, I thought, was really strong through the line in a recent jump out. 6, Kapenku, ditto, was solid through the line. The concluding stages in a hit out at Pakenham recently, and I put Zarina Bay with the blinkers on for the debut, was asked to do a bit, but did stick on OK in a recent jump out. I think 4 can jump and run, be very hard to get past in the first, Michael. 4-1-6-9.
4-1-6-9. Yeah, good luck to Liam Reardon. I think today might be his first day as a senior jockey. It'd be a lovely way to kick it off by winning the first at Mornington today. Race 2, we can take out 5. This is over the 1,000 metres, and Avenue of Pleasures into odds on now from the Graham Begg stable, $1.95. Delusional, $3.90. Princess Violet's at $4.20. Graham Begg was on with the Brekkie boys this morning. This is what he had to say about the odds on favourite, Avenue of Pleasure.
Well, obviously, with only being 1,000 metres, she'll be up and handy. She gets a good, clean getaway. She'll be up there, up on the speed, and give herself every chance.
Well, pretty short, sharp and simple there. Does the odds-on favourite win, do you think, Warren?
Well, I think it's a competitive race, Michael. I thought, as Graham outlined, she'll be riding the speed and give every sight. I loved a recent jump out down the back straight at Sandown of number 7, Passing Time, who was coiled up a little bit back in that heat, but went after quick and really showed some acceleration to pass the rest of the field really quickly. I liked what I saw from that. The way that shaped up, you would think she's going to be ridden a little bit off the speed and Avenue of Pleasure will settle in front of her. But, gee, I loved what I saw from the jump out of number 7, Passing Time. A little bit of value there. 7 ahead of 1, Avenue of Pleasure, who ride the speed, give a sight. She's jumped out nicely and her race day form's solid. 3 Delusionals, had a few tries. Actually comes through that same jump out as Passing Time, settled in front of her, worked home okay to the line, but Passing Time looked to have more acceleration, and I'll put 8 Princess Violet resuming on the home track as next best. 7-1-3-8.
7-1-3-8 in the second at Mornington. Race number 3 is the maiden over 1,000 metres. Take out 3, 11, and 12. Prince of Mercia, we just heard from Clayton Douglas, into $1.80 after 3 seconds today is the day they're hoping it will break through. Rattle and Bang, first up for Dean Bernays, is into $3. Luminara at $7.50, and they're the three under double figure odds, Warren.
Yeah, Rattle and Bang's been gelded. I thought his recent jump out at Balnarring was terrific. No doubt there's a winning hope for Prince of Mercia, who's been back to the trials and drive well at Cranbourne. Coming back to 1,000 metres here, I've just got a slight leading to Rattle and Bang with the gelding and the good jump out. And the debut run was from a wide barrier. The race didn't shape up that well, but behind Written Beauty, and we know that that's a really solid form line. 5 for me, just out of 4. 8 Luminara is fit and consistent, and 2 Mercer resuming on the home track with the tongue tie on. Looks to have trialled up okay to get back to the races. I thought numbers 5 and 4 were the key runners, and a little bit of value about 5 out of 4, 8 and 2.
All right, 5 Rattle and Bang on top of the favourite to win race number 3. Race 4, this is over 2,460 metres. Take out 11, 12 and 13. Guirame's in nice and tight now, $1.60. Wamo is at $7. Kardashian Class is at $7. And then we're down to High Commission at $9. So would you take $1.60 this favourite, Warren?
I think he's the most likely winner, Michael. I don't know if I'd want to be taking $1.60 in a 2,400 metre maiden on what might be heavy ground by now. But look, he's been placed a couple of times on soft ground and he arguably should have won last start. So this is a nice race for Guirame and clearly the most likely winner. 3 for me, ahead of 6. Wamo, who's going okay. Another one who probably didn't have the best of luck, covered a bit of ground last start. And I think that Sir Maringo form ties in well here. 5 High Commission was only plain last start, but previous form was good enough. And 8 Kardashian Class. Very one-paced, maybe getting out to this trip will be a positive up from the 2,100 last start. 3, 6, 5, 8.
3, 6, 5, and 8 in the fourth. That's 4 down, 4 to go. We'll take a break. Come back with the quaddy at Mornington.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Mornington on this Tuesday. Warren Huntley's the man finding us all the winners, and we are up to the first leg of the quaddy, race number 5. We can take out 1, 2, 4 and 15. Runaway Train for Jamie Carr and Clayton Douglas is the $2.60 favourite. Camo is at $5, and then we're down to Eulara at $6. They're the top three in the market. Warren, do you give Clayton Douglas another chance of a winner here?
Right in the mix, Michael, but I'm with Eulara each way here. I thought just held up at a crucial stage at Kyneton. I like the fact that Amy Nashiaki on a quick backup here on the home track. We know they get the horses fit regardless, but on a quick backup here and an unlucky run last start, should have finished closer to Honor Me, no doubt, on that occasion. Placed on soft ground, on with 7 each way here. Ahead of 8, Ripper Choice, who I thought just had excuses last start. Just the way the race shaped up, just didn't have any hope. Previous run behind Bondi Sands, I thought was solid. Going to need some luck from the draw, but scratchings and the fact that the deteriorating track might help Michael Walker overcome that. 9 Runaway Train's right in the mix. I thought it was a solid win. First up, been back to the trials since. I'd be looking for further in time, but respecting the Douglas Carr combination, and 5, Caldeaz, next best for me. 7 each way ahead of 8, 9 and 5.
7 each way ahead of 8, 9 and 5. At Yulara, $6 chance in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6, a 58 over 1,500. Take out 5, 10, 11, 14, 15. Argus is the favourite here for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace, $3.50. Loco, $4. Pavoir de Soir, $5.50. Vladivostok at $8. Who do we like in the second leg?
Yeah, I think it's an even race, Michael. I'm with Argus. I think he's going well. Importantly, the blinkers go on here, and he's a winner on soft ground. So going to go with 4 ahead of 9. Pouvoir de Soir, who gets right down in the weights here with a claim for Josh Richards, who's really been busy and riding plenty of winners since he's based himself here in Victoria. 13, Loco, I thought worked home really well last start. Had the couple of runs back, been at 1,200 metres on both of those occasions. Definitely looking for more ground here. And 12, Just Like Mum. She can be pretty high energy and a little bit hard to handle, but she's got the talent to be competitive, at least in this grade. 4, 9, 13 and 12.
4, 9, 13 and 12. Race number 7, a 58 over 1,200. In this race, the scratchings are 3, 10, 15 and 16. Favourite here is Fortune Follows, $2.80. Vainly, $3.70. Legaro is at $6. Red on Red at $8. So we've got two that are reasonably firm in the market, but there is a number that are given a chance here, Warren.
Yeah, again, I think it's an even enough race, but I do think the market's identified the key chances. I loved a recent jump out of Vainly, and Jerome Hunter's very good at conditioning his horses to get them up and running, and he does like horses that can ride the speed, seems to prepare them to, that way, and really smart use of apprentices' claims from the Hunter stable, forming a good associationship here with Celine Gaudrey. Matty Cartwright's done a lot of riding on Vainly at this stage of his career. He looks a really promising galloper, liked a recent jump out. He's first up at 1,200 metres here on what's likely to be testing ground, but trusting Jerome Hunter to have him fit enough, and he did look to work through the line, given a bit of a test in a recent jump out. 1 for me out of 4, Fortune Follows, who's going well, overcame difficulties to win a couple of starts ago and then just nabbed on the line last start. Stablemate to Fortune Follows in Lagiro is racing well, hard and fit, gets the claim for Kieran Cooley. 2 Riverdance Lad, he's a very consistent galloper. Sometimes you need the planets to align. Perhaps they did last start, but he's going well and he handles the ground. 1, 4, 11 and 2.
1, 4, 11 and 2. Race number 8 is the last of 8 today, which jumps at 4.30, I should say. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,000 metres. In this race, take out 2, 3, 11 and 12. Arrowance is the favourite here for Mark Webb. Been in ripping form. It's $3.50. Hard Press for Tom Nikolic is at $4. Chrome Angel, $5.50. And then you're out to $8 plus the rest of the field. How do we come home?
I want a few running for me in this leg of the quaddy, Michael, but Hard Press and Arrowance come through the same race at Cranbourne recently, and Hard Press was a touch slowly away, was on the worst part of the ground, and I thought did a terrific job to be beaten less than a length. I actually don't mind a wider barrier draw here for Hard Press, who's been competitive, a winner on soft ground, and she trialled up like a jet going into the first up run for Tommy Nikolic, and I thought was unlucky there. So wider draw, I'm going to go with 1, Hard Press. Head of 9, Dixie Anna, who came from off the speed, was really strong through the line, handling rain-affected ground at Mowi last start. That's a positive. Arrowance is certainly in the mix through the Hard Press form line, and as you said, she's absolutely flying at the moment, and got the race run to suit last start, but she was able to capitalise, and 7, Chrome Angels jumped out okay to get back to the races for the Elliott and Zara camp. The claim for Taylor Giles, a positive here. I want all of those 4 running with me in the quaddie, Michael. 1, 9, 6 and 7.
1, 9, 6 and 7. It can be a tricky venue to find a winner at Mornington, especially if there's a bit of rain around. So how are we playing the day today?
I'm trying to get in and out early with my best, Michael. First use of the track, race 1, number 4, Dream Dust, to run along and be very hard to get past. Thought value about race 5, number 7, Yulara for Amy and Ashagi. On a relatively quick backup, didn't have a lot of luck last start. Quaddy for me, first leg 7, 8 and 9. Second leg 4, 9 and 13. Numbers 1, 4 and 11 in the third leg. Home with numbers 1, 6, 7 and 9. And I thought with a couple of short price favourites, but potentially a chance for a horse just outside, that's
to be getting over the top in races two and three. I thought there's a chance of a split of a running double, the player of the day in races two and three, taking numbers one and seven in race two into numbers four and five in race three as the player of the day.
All right, looking forward to that today. Looking ahead to tomorrow's meeting at Sale, we're yet to get anything back from Racing Victoria, but what would you be, how would you be tackling that event at the moment with this question mark over the state of the track?
Well, it's going to be heavy, and look, there Manny Galagotis was out on social media this morning, and just look, there's time frames and templates for when track ratings have to be put in, and that's effective the majority of the time on Racing Australia for trainers and connections and punters to have a look. But you know, when we've had a fair bit of rain since Sunday and the meeting's tomorrow, I think you know the sooner the better that information's out there, and if there is the potential for a transfer. I mean, I just the more information, the better, and the sooner we know if something is going to happen. If we race on heavy ground, then that's fine. It's an outdoor sport and it's winter. But with 30 mils of rain falling since the track was a soft seven and potentially another, you know, 20-plus to come, then obviously there's going to be some concern. And it just makes it hard for trainers, I suppose, if they're going to transfer the meeting, if the meeting's potentially transferred to Pakenham to the synthetic track, that would create a lot of scratchings. But it also change the way that the trainers perhaps prepare their horses in terms of when they gallop them, etc. So, you know, I'm sure Paul Bloodworth and Greg Carpenter are working through it, but, you know, the sooner we know, the better.
I'm sure there'll be some news with Gareth coming up on RSN Central. Just before I let you go too, Owen Kelly, who has just tweeted out that today at Mornington, it is Celebrate Frontline Workers Day. So any of the frontline health workers that have been working so hard throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, you can get free entry to Mornington today. There'll be Best Dressed Awards, Pamper Stations, spot prizes for a fun day of racing. All you need to do is scan the QR code, which we'll tweet out here at RSN, and you can get a free day at Mornington. So it'll be a cosy day at Mornington today with the weather the way it is. But for any frontline workers in the area, get down to Mornington, follow some of Warren's tips and have a good day out. You deserve it.
Yeah, very well deserved, Michael. I think, well, through COVID in particular, they've had to be very brave and resilient. But, you know, everybody goes through personal situations in their own life where they just realise how important our frontline healthcare professionals are. And I think, in general, they're very much undervalued and underappreciated in terms of the role they play in society. They are really from the amazing level of our senior surgeons right through to all of the people involved in our healthcare. They're just so important to keeping our society ticking over. I don't think we can show enough appreciation for the role they play in our society.
No doubt about that, Warren. Hopefully they, along with you and all our listeners, back a few winners today at Mornington. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Michael.
That is it from me.